So yesterday we ended off with the Machlokes Rabbanan and Reb Meir in our Mishnah, that Reb Meir holds that there is no way for a woman to have money that does not belong to her husband, and the Chum hold that through a matana could work to a woman, and she would have full bias over the money, and not to the Eved. And Baal would have no power on it. So, in fact, the Gemara, Verami Dera Meir, the last line of Chof Gimel Amud Beis, Verami Dera Meir Adera Meir, Verami Dera Rabbanan Adera Rabbanan. We have a kasha, we have a seeming contradiction, stira in Reb Meir, and Shitas Reb Meir, and in Shitas Dera Rabbanan. Why? D'tanya Eini Shapoy D'Maiser Sheni B'lei Chaimish. So we have a halacha that, right, we know that there's Truma, there's Maiser Rishon, and then there's Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni is brought in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 during the Shemitah cycle, and that halachically has to be brought up to Yerushalayim to eat. But if it's too much, or if it's not possible, then a person is allowed to be poydet, take the money that he gets, the cash value that he gets for it, bring that up to Yerushalayim, buy food over there, and then eat that in Yerushalayim, and that would work as well. But there's one caveat to that, that the Torah says that if the person himself is being paid to his own food, his own Maaser Sheni, he has to add on, he gets a sort of knas to make sure that the full value is being brought, since we're talking about Mammon Hegdish, the full value we have to make sure. So he gets an extra knas of a chaymish, which is really milabar. So it ends up being 25% increase. If it was worth $100, he has to pay $125. But if it's somebody else, if Reuven is being paid to Shimon's food, and it's Reuven's money, not Shimon's, so then there's no knas of this chaymish. So the Mishnah said, "Ein isha paid to Maaser Sheni b'lei chaymish." A woman cannot be paid to Maaser Sheni without having to pay that extra chaymish. But Reb Shimon, that's a chacham. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, I remember Shem Reb Meir, that Isha paid to Maaser Sheni b'lei chaymish. There is a case where a woman would not have to pay the chaymish, right? If the woman is paid it, the woman does not have to be paid. Does not have to add on this chaymish. So, for the Gemara, what's the case over here? What is the woman being paid to, and whose money is she using? Hey chidami, ilayim bezuzi debal. If you want to tell me that the money that she's using is the husband's, and the meiser debal, the meiser is also of the baal's meiser, so it's his money and his food, and she's just doing the actual work. So in fact, Mara shluchusay debal ka'avda. So then she's only doing it as a shlichus of the baal. So there can't be a tanakama that would hold that you don't have to pay the chaymish. That's for sure. Everybody would be masking that it's considered the guy himself being paid it, and of course there would be the chaymish applied. The Ella, you can tell me bezuzah dida, her money, or meiser diday, but it's his meiser. So now that you have that split, so you can't. So you should not have to pay the chaymish. Ish amarachmana v'la isha. So there cannot be a manda amar that holds that you do pay that she would pay the chaymish. So what must be the scenario? Elav kehagavna the aknila achar mana. Somebody else gave her a kinyan for this money. V'amalah, and this guy told her specifically, I'm giving you the money amanas shiftifti ba by esamaiser. I'm giving it to you with this condition that it's earmarked, like we said yesterday, that that's the tanai that the rabbanon hold. That shatifti bayas a meiser, that it's earmarked to be paid to the meiser of your husband. So it's not his money, it's her money, but it's his meiser. So there, the machlekes would apply. What's the machlekes? Whatever, but frekti gemara, the ipcha shemana lehu. But it comes out just punk fakert. Why? If there's a tanai, so the rabbanon would hold that it would work, and it would stay, it would be her money without him having any power on it. And the Reb Meir should hold that it does not work, because as long as he says kini, he's over and done with, and he can't make it tonight. But our Mishnah says just the opposite. If that's the case, so then the Chachamim would hold that there would be a chaymish. There would not be a chaymish, because it's her money. And Rav Meir, we should hold that there is a chaimish because it's his money. But our Mishnah says that the Chacham hold that the woman does pay a chaimish, and that the Rav Meir holds that you do not pay a chaimish. So it's a stira between Rav Meir and Rav Meir, and Rabbanan and the Rabbanan. So Amar Abaye Epoch, switch this Mishnah about Meiser Sheni, that the Chacham Taka hold that the woman would not be paying a chaimish, and Rav Meir holds that she would be paying a chaimish. Rava Amar Lahilam Light Epoch. Don't switch it around. How are you going to find for the Mishnah in by Meiser Sheni? The Brisa, sorry. The Brisa by Meiser Sheni. B'hacha b'meiser da'asim b'bei nasha askinan. We're talking about a case where she yarshined a Yerusha from her father. And she yarshined a Yerusha from her father. And along with that Yerusha comes Meiser Sheni as part of that. As it was already Meiser Sheni. It was already Meiser Sheni. So if it's Yerusha, he doesn't get it because it's considered Nichsim Malug, and he only gets the Peris. Right? But now comes the second part to that. There's a second step to this. V'Rav Meir L'Tamei, the Amar Meiser Mamon, Hegdishu. Right? Really, we should be able, like we said, it's Nichsim Malug, so he should get the Peris. So we should sell it. We should have to sell the fruit, buy Karka. The Karka would stay hers, so to speak. And he would be eating the pears off of this karka. But no, we have Rav Meir, we have another machloikis out there. Rav Meir the Tamei, the Amar Meiser Mamon. Meiser is Mamon Hegdishu. Meiser is Mamon Hegdish. So it's not really hers. So the case that we said was that she yarshined already Meiser Sheni Dekafud. So that's considered Mamon Hegdish, according to Rav Meir. So the Baal never got it. So it only could be the money that's being used. Is not his, so it can't be a chaimish.
Rabbanu Tamayu. How do you ever say that it's anyone's? It's not the husband's or the wife's.
Do you have to separate it in order to?
No, it's already separated. Yeah, part of the Yerusha was already Meiser Sheni. What'd you say?
No, his question was more important.
Well, I think it answers your question.
No, that's nothing of the sort.
It could answer.
What you meant to ask, it answered. What'd
carry on?
You're a bundle of Tamayu, the Amri Mum and Hedyud, who? That Meiser is considered Mum and Hedyud, the Konile Bao. So now it goes from her into the Baal's hands. Hilkach shlichusik the Baal ka'avda. She's only doing the shlichus of the Baal by being paid it. So that's why the Chacham hold that she would have to pay the chaimish.
The other machlik is also why, if it never goes into anyone's trust, if it's automatically hegdash, then what's the difference if it's the husbands or the wives?
Before you're taking the meiser.
You're not taking it. It's automatically hegdash.
Being paid it, you're giving the money.
But again, it never enters that realm because it's automatically
Meiser. Someone else's Meiser, it's not yours. You're still being played there.
They're saying, look, by that, it is somebody's, but.
It's not yours. You're being played there, you can keep it, but it's not yours.
In which case? The Yerusha?
That's why there's no Klemish. The husband's money, but the Meiser change. It's not yours.
No, but why, even if
it's
a person.
Interesting separation. Look, by that, then it's somebody's.
How is there ever a chaimish? It's always mam and hegdish that you're being paid. What's the case of the Torah that the chaimish would apply?
You're a mantashit.
But again, once it's hegdish, fine. You made it Meiser Sheni, right? So done. Now it's mam and hegdish. Now if I'm being paid on my own, it's still mam and hegdish the same way. Did I get it right?
Yep.
I don't have an answer like I do with Adam.
Your answer helped there?
Right. Potentially.
She's not letting go.
The way you come around.
Fine.
It helped strengthen it at the end of the day.
He's still going.
Or a Microsoft.
You need to understand that it was Hashish all along.
We're going to need some privacy, go.
Fine. Tana, the Mishnah also said, we also learned, not our Mishnah did not say it, but you also, the Eved Kanani also goes out, B'shein V'ayin, V'roshe Evarim, She'en Echoizrim. That the Eved goes free if you knock out, if the master knocks out his Shein and Ayin, and Roshe Evarim, the tips of his limbs, She'en Echoizrim. And Tosfos says right away, why didn't our Mishnah mention these things? Because as we'll see, we'll have a machlokes later on, but there is a machlokes, there is a manda amar that holds, and our Tana goes like that, that even though a person knocks out the eye or the tooth of an Eved, he still needs to get shichur. So our Mishnah is only going with things that automatically, that are fully separated between the Baal to the Eved. But since this still needs another step, that's why Shein and Ayin are not mentioned in our Mishnah. We have the pasuk that say, and then so we have the two cases of Shein and Ayin, and two different sukkim. We have them back to back that they say that Shein v'Ayin works to make the Eved go free. So El Rashi Evar Menalan. So where do we learn the case? Where do we learn that Rashi Evarim work as well to take him out of the rishus of the other? So the Gemara, because it's dumi of Shein v'Ayin, because we need it. It's similar to Shein and Ayin. We learn we darshan from Shein and Ayin. Ma Shein v'Ayin mumin sheba galui. They're revealed. They're open to everybody. Ve'ein and chayzrin, and it doesn't regenerate. That it doesn't come back. Avkom mumin sheba galui ve'ein and chayzrin also would work. So that's why the Rosh Evarim, fingertips, toes. They make the Eved go free as well. So for the Gemara, how can I learn out Shein v'Ayin? We have a klal. The Emin Ahavu Shein v'Ayin kishnei k'suma bam ke'echad v'choshei k'suma bam ke'echad emel amdin. We have a klal that if I want to say something, if I want to teach a rule, right, and I use an example, so the Torah would use one example, and then from there I would learn everything out from it. But once the Torah mentions two things, then we have a rule that emel amdin, and we say that since the Torah mentioned two things, that I can't learn out from one. So I say that the Torah meant specifically these two things and nothing else. So that would be the limit of what would be applied. So over here, if we have Shein and Ayin, which seemingly are two psukim teaching me the same exact thing, so why should I be able to learn out the other Rashi Evarim, Shein and Chayzrin? Zakti Gemara, no. Tzricha. Really, these two are not seemingly extra, because we need each one to teach me something individually. So I can't use this, I can't apply the Shnei Ksuvim rule. And I would say that even though it mentions twice, it mentions two separate things, I can still learn out to other things as well. So why? What do I need the Pasuk of Shein and the Pasuk of Ayin? Tzricha. Nikas Rachmana Shein, if I would have only had Shein, Havamina, Afilu Shein D'Chalav, Shein D'Chalav, even the milk tooth, Rashi explains, why is it a milk tooth? Because it's a baby tooth, and that's what is in the person's mouth while nursing, so that's why it's called the Shein D'Chalav. Huh?
You knock out your baby Eved's tooth.
No, because it grows back.
Right?
Yeah. So since it grows back, I would think that even though it grows back, it goes free. He goes free. Kasu Rachmana Ayin, that it has to be that it doesn't come back and the baby tooth is not included. That's why I need that. Because Rachmana Ayin, if I would have only said the pasuk of Ayin, Hava Amina Ma Ayin Shin Nivra Imai, Av Kol Shin Nivra Imai, I would think that it has to be only something that was created when the person was born, with the person. But the tooth, which is not, Avo Shein Loi, I would think that the Shein is not included in part of that. So that's why I need both. I need separate limudim to tell me that it's not, that it has to be regenerated, and it has to be created with the, and that it doesn't have to be created with the person. So that's why it's not considered Shnei Ksuvim, and I can learn out from here that so too, that all the rest of the Rashi Evarim, Shein and Chayzin, also make the Eved go free. So Tzricha, that's why I need both.
And you can knock out as many baby teeth as you want.
Have a day. Yeah. The Ema, Frakti Gemara.
There are a lot of benefits to having slaves, child slaves.
Yeah.
you have a weird fetish.
Yeah.
Doesn't Avi do this for? Doesn't the Avi do this for living?
Avi saw it. They are generally short.
And they regenerate.
So you're saying you age?
Well,
you're saying you age?
I never know their age.
The Ema. Why don't I? What, so how can I learn it out? Why don't we have the other, another way of not being able to learn? Frakti Gemara ve'ema kiyake, when it says kiyake ishesein avdoi, that's a klal, any type of hit. Then it says shein ve'ayin, that's a prat, specifically two limbs. That's a so that's a klal a prat. It's a ema klal elamashiv a prat. So we have a klal and a prat. So we have a rule with that. What? How do we learn that? Ein b'chal amashe b'prat. You disregard the klal, and we focus on the prat, and we say that that's where the halacha would apply. So shein v'ayin in midiach v'inaloi. So if I have a klal of prat, so again, even though it's not shnei k'suvim anymore, but it's a klal of prat, so I can only learn shein v'ayin from there, and I should not be able to learn the rest of the Rashi Yevarim. So the Gemara, my problem first. Sorry, I didn't finish. Yeah, I told you don't elakein a prat. My problem first. Mum shabegalei ve'enam chayzrim. I've called mum shabegalei ve'enam chayzrim. My problem first. Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, chavsh. Sorry. Yes, thank you. I was wondering. Midiach bein aloy. So the Gemara it says afterwards la chavsh yishal chenu. Sheesh.
So the box is back.
Yeah, only when it's absolutely necessary. Yeah. But then he made two pages. So then it says at the end, "Lachavshi yishalchenu," that it seems to be a lot of yishalchenus. It's a klal of that he goes free. So now I have chazav v'kala. It's a klal prat a klal. Yet don alekena prat. My problem before is mum shabegalei ve'enam chayzrim. I've called mum shabegalei ve'enam chayzrim, and that's how I can apply the same rule to the Rashi a varim she'enam chayzrim. Very good. Yet, I mahaprat mafurish mumin shabagali ubatu mimalachtoi vein echazer. I've come mumin shabagali vein echazer ubatu mimalachtoi. So then we should take this another step further and say that the prat, if the person knocks out the eved's eye or tooth, they lose their function completely. The eye, point of eye is to see, and now the eye is out, it can't see. The point of a tooth is to chew, and now without a tooth, he can't chew. So the malacha of that limb is gone completely. So why should I say that, let's say, for the tip of a finger, where the finger is still usable? How can I learn that part? So alama tanya, talash b'ziknoi v'dildo b'yetzem, you person grabbed the beard of an eved, and he dislocated the chin bone, eved yaitze b'hem l'cheres. The eved goes free. You didn't completely make useless the chin. So why is that considered a way for the Eved to go free? So Zakti Gemara, no, we have a different way of darshaning it. It's not klal prat.
Where's the chin bone to gaze at? It's called the jawbone. Okay. There's no chin bone.
This is the jawbone. This is the jawbone. This is the chin bone. When you want the five places,
I
not
see,
the shape.
I see he's feeling better.
Yeah. He makes up stuff when he feels bad.
I'm saying it might be sick. Chin bone makes more sense. Some people actually have a chin, I'm just saying.
One. The other ones don't have. There's one that has a bone. Okay. The rest of the chins
some
don't have a bone.
Have too much of it, no? Double chin? Triple chin?
He's also feeling better.
I have space between the chins. That's why I roll beers.
So, Dr. Gemara, we're not learning out from Klal Prat. We're going to learn it out from Ripuy Amiyut, like we explained the other day on Chafala from a base. Klal Prat, so the Prat is a definition of what the Klal is. So when I have another klal after the prat, it expands the klal, the prat a little bit more. Whereas if I have a riboy or miut, the miut is limiting what I learned from the cloud. So it's more specific to only the cloud. So when I have a reboy after that, it's going back to the original reboy, and it's more inclusive than a cloud of prata cloud. So if I learn it that way, it comes out different. So Zakti Gemara lachav shiyishalchenu, that's reboy hu. This is more of a lashon of a reboy. V'i reboy hu. So it's. V'iriboyhu afilu hiko al yada. Right. So the chavshi yishalchanu is a riboyhu. So it's more inclusive. So that's why I can learn out. I can learn out the chin bone as well. Correct. I'm going to stick with it. It's
double that. Go.
100%. Any question what he's talking about?
In fact, the Gemara, I thought it was Rashi that sent it.
You going to get into this, huh? Carry on. Chin bone it is.
V'riboy hu frakti gemara afil he kala yadav et samsa v'seifa lachzer nami. So then even if the Eved's hand gets hit and it shrivels up but it's going to able to one day come back, that should also work. So who says not? Alam atanya he kala yadav et samsa v'seifa lachzer ain't ever yaitzav lecheres. He does not go out lecheres. But over here you it's a mumshe bekali and you stopped its use. So why should not make the Eved go free? So that you from Gemara M Kane Shein Va'ayin Maya Hanile. What's the limud from Shein Va'ayin then? Why does the pasuk mention it? So Elamai.
You have to learn something. That's Elamai.
So the Shein Va'ayin by default we have to learn that it's the Mumsha Begali Ve'enum Chayzum. Tana Rabbanan. Bekulam, all the Rashi Evarim, Eved Yaitze Behem Lecheres. And also, Tzarech Get Shechur. This is what we mentioned before from Taisus. But here's the Machlokes. That even though the Torah says that the Eved goes free, he still needs a Get Shechur. And Rashi points out, why does he need a Get Shechur? If he wants to end up marrying a Bas Chayrin, he needs this Get Shechur to keep on him. Divir Reb Shimon. Reb Meir Emer Ene Tzarech. Reb Lazar Emer Tzarech. Reb Tarfon Emer Ene Tzarech. Reb Kiva Emer Tzarech. Again, shechur, amachriim, lefnei chacham. Those that had to pass in front of the chacham, I'm in a middle. Nirim, divrei Rab Tarfin, b'shein va'ayin. By shein va'ayin, it seems to be that Rab Tarfin would be correct that ein etzarech. Why shehatayra zachsele? Because this is min atayra. Tayra says shein va'ayin, so I don't need get shechur on top of what the Tayra says he goes free with. But divrei Rabbi Akiva, what's nearer? The divrei Rabbi Akiva b'sharei varim ha'yalu knas chachamim hu. Since it's a knas that the chacham gave for the rashi varim, that to include the rashi varim, he would also need to get shechur. Affecting more knas hu kroy kardeshinu. We just spent time figuring out from the psukim how to include the sharei varim. So why are you saying that that's a knas? Affecting more no. Ella ha'yalu medrash chachamim hu. Since it's only a medrash chachamim, that's why it's a drasha that the chacham learned out from the psukim. So that's why we would say you need the eved would need a get shechur as well. My time at the Reb Shimon, what's pshat in Reb Shimon that holds that you do need that he does need a get shechur? Yalof shiluach meisha. We have the pasuk says lachavshi yishalchenu by eved. And then it says, "V'nasam v'yada v'shilcha mi'beisai by an isha." So we have shiluach. Ma isha b'shtar. Af eved nami b'shtar. Just like a woman needs a shtar, a get, in order to go free from her husband. And eved also needs a shtar, which is a get shifer, to go out from his baal.
Isn't that also a drasha? Aren't they, is it kesef at shtar drashas?
Yeah.
So wouldn't this be a regular yitzia like this? Say, because the Ravana darshan this, so we didn't aim. Maybe that's why we didn't say it in the Mishnah, and that's why you still didn't get shechur.
Who are you asking?
No, Rameis is possible. Why didn't you get shechur? Even Hashem v'ayin chacham. Yeah, but
what is the pasuk saying?
What?
Is Reb Shimon?
Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is possible. Why didn't you get shechur?
Right. My time with the Reb Shimon.
The
Machrir and the Tnei Chachamim?
Yeah.
So Rosh Eivarim is learned from a drasha, so it's not specific in the pasuk that tells me that the Eved goes free. So he also needs to get shuchar for later on.
The only thing in the pasuk is Shevayin.
Correct.
What about the other yitzias that we have in the Mishnah?
So on top of Kesef, you should need to get Shechar? Right. So okay, by Kesef, he should also need a Shtar Shechar? Why?
I'm at 7.5 years. I'll do it again. I remember
what you want. No, we didn't say you prorated and you buy yourself back. Why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a drasha for that?
That's it. Says you could.
We only had the drasha. We only had the whole machlokes. If it's a hayidei atzma or not, we were never had a havamina that kesef wouldn't work.
we were only discussing that. But I think the Torah just don't possibly say anything about kesef.
All right. So my time with Rav Shimon, Yehoshua Shluch Meisha, my Yisha B'Shtar, Af Eved Nami B'Shtar, V'Rav Meir. What does he do with that? Ikas of Chavshi, if it would have said just plain Chavshi, Lebesayif at the end, it would have said Yeshalchenu La Chavshi. So then Kiddika Amrit, I would be maskim that you need to get as well. But Hashadil Siv La Chavshi Yeshalchenu, Havle Chavshi Meikara. The Torah, it's as if the Torah is saying that he's already free, and then Yeshalchenu, you should send him away. So you don't need a get because he's already considered a free person. So that's why Rameir holds that you don't need get shechur on top of everything. Tan Rabban, hikawa al enoi v'sama. The master hit the eye of the Eved and blinded him. Al aznai v'charsha, on his ear, and he made him deaf. So then Eved yaitze behem l'cheres. But if he banged neged enoi, the enoi raya, If the adayin banged near the eye and he became blind, or k'neged aznai near the ear of einish amayin, then he can't hear anymore. Then ein eved yaitze behem l'cheres. That does not make the eved go free. Amar Rav Shimon l'Rav Ashi, the member of the kol lav klomu. You're going to tell me that this means that just because of a sound is not considered a regular din hezek. Habahatani Rami Bar Cheskel. A chicken that stuck his head into a glass vessel and he chin boned, he crowed, I don't know, whatever. And he broke the kli. Mishalim Nezek Shalim. According to Sumchas, Rashi explains this is considered Tzrairis, and which we'll see in Mitzvah Shem next Masechta. This is Tzrairis according to Sumchas, and you would pay Nezek Shalim. Bam Rabbi Yosef Ami Bei Rav, Sus Shetanaf, a horse that neighed, Vachamar the Shinar, or a donkey that brayed. Vishivrei. I've been to a farm. Vishivrei Kalim Batech Abayis, and they broke Kalim inside the house. Mishalim Chatzinezek. This is according to Rabbanah that hold that Tzrairis is only Chatzinezek. But either way, whatever it is, whether it's the first case whether it's the ratio or the seifa of this, they're both chayiv something for the animals that made noise. So we see that Kail is enough of a hezek. So why is it different by an Evid? Amalei shiny Adam, the Kivin, the Bardasu, Ihu Mavis Navshe. Since the Nizek is a Bardas, which is the case of the Eved, it's up to him to not be frightened enough to get damaged. So since he was too scared, he's the one that caused himself to get this damage. And the master doing this coil was only considered a grumma, so that's why he's not chayiv, so the Eved would not go free. Whereas when we're talking about Kalim, that would be considered a hezek.
So the blindness comes because of the fear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all mental.
It's all what?
It's all mental. It's all how you have it in your head.
Blind fear.
This is where Sano gets his...
I'm saying it sounds like yes, you hit him right near the eye.
Not him.
No,
you hit the wall.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sound.
That was the first case.
Kedatanya, like we have a Mishnah that says, that supports this. Hamava says chaveray, somebody who scares his friend. Patum midini adam, v'chayv midini shemayim. Keitzad. Why are you patum midini adam? Because it's a case of chatakab aznay v'charshay potter. If you blew a shofar into his ear and you made him deaf, then you're potter. But achzeu, if you grabbed onto him v'takab aznay and then you blew into his ear v'charshay, you made him chayv. Then you v'charshay, and then you made him deaf. Then you would be chayv. So if you grabbed onto him and then he couldn't, he had no choice but to be scared from this because you were standing right there with him and holding him down, then it would make him chayev. Then the mazik would be chayev. Tan Rabban, he kawal einai v'kiasa. You made him not blind, but sight impaired. Al shinai v'nadda. You made it loose. Im yachal yishdamesh behen achshav. If it's still usable, if those limbs or tooth is still usable, so then ain't have a yaitza behind lecheres because you didn't do enough to make him go free. Vim lav, but if it's not usable anymore, have a yaitza behind lecheres. Then the eved does go free. And Tanya Yidoch, we have another Mishnah that says Hareisha Haisa ain't a kaya v'sima. If he was already sight impaired, he was almost blind, but then you came along and made him blind. Or shina in a duda, his tooth was shaking, it was almost out for hipila, and then you knocked it out. So im yachalish damish behem kvar, if you could have used it beforehand, then and now you can't because you knocked it out, then ever yaitze behem lecheres. Then the ever goes free. V'im lav, but if he could not have used it beforehand, it was so almost either the tooth was that shaky or the eye was that impaired, ain't ever yaitze behem lecheres, because then the master didn't, the other didn't do anything different to make the ever go free. So why do I need both of these Mishnahs, which seemingly are very identical? If I would have only had the first one where the master took him from a level of regular to impaired, so then Mishum de Meikara Nuhura Barya, Vahasha Nuhura Kechisha. You did something, right? You took it from healthy to not so healthy. Aval Hacha, but in the second case where it was not so healthy, de Meikara Nami Nuhura Kechisha, Emelah, I would think that you're not chayiv, that the Adin would never be chayev, because even if he was usable, it wasn't fully usable. It wasn't 100% usable. V'yashmin in ha, if I would only had the case where it went from semi-usable to nothing, mishum desamya legamri. Right now, there's nothing there. You took out his eye, or you took out his tooth. But either way, you took something, even though it was very impaired before you did your action, but right now you took away his limb. So I would think that's when he would go free. Abul Hasan Blaisami the Gamri, where you didn't take it out, and it's still there, it's just a little bit weaker, Emalai. So Tzricha, that's why I need both missions to tell me both halachas, which are seemingly identical. But each have a chiddush. Tan Rabbanan. Haresha Hayi Rabbi Raifa. What happens if the Eved worked for a doctor? V'amarlai, so the Eved tells him, I'm having eye problems, and Likachal Alai Einai. Either color my eyes or... We're talking about a doctor, so he asked the master to put eye drops in his eyes, Lamazakin, right? To heal him. And what happened? Gesama, the doctor did something, and now he became blind. Or Lachter Leishinai, he was a dentist, and he asked the master to do a cleaning, V'hepila, and he knocked out his tooth. So sichah ba'adon, the eved laughs at the master v'yatzal cheres, and he goes out. Rav Shimon Gamliel Aimer, right? Even though this was unintentional, right? And not only unintentional, the eved asked the master to do this. But Rav Shimon Gamliel Aimer v'shichasa, the pasuk says that in order for it to happen, v'shichasa and it got destroyed, then yetzal chavshi. So the Rav Shimon Gamliel learning from there, achi iskaven the shichasa. It has to be that the adon had intention to do this action. And over here, since he was trying to heal him, he did not have intention, so the Eved would not go free.
V'rabbanan? Does he ever have intention?
He didn't listen, so he smacked him.
Exactly, that's not intention.
No, but his intention is to hurt him.
Right, that's not got a tooth.
Right, his intention is to hurt him.
So this is machlokas, actually, which we'll see. We'll get to it a little bit in two few lines, but this is machlokas in how far, how vite we take it. You have to have an intention to do good. It's based on the Gemara soon, but have to have intention to do good, or first Avi has to talk anyway. Before Yisrael gets his questions out. Huh?
He's still asking a question.
He didn't give up. So if the Rabbanan don't have this drasha of kavana, what do they do with it? If the master was, let's say, an OB, and the shifcha is giving birth, so the doctor stuck his hand in to take the baby out, and his hand went a little bit wild. V'sima uber shemayeha. And he poked out the eye of the baby inside. So in their case, he's potter. My time at Amakra v'shichasa achis chav and the shichasa. See, here is where they have the Rishonim have a machlokes. If it's here, he was having kavana for good. Is that the only time that you say it? Or even if there's just kavana, there's no kavana to do this maisa. But l'chayra, even in, that's the only way. But if you had kavana to, if the guy had a kavana to smack him. And then it came along. Then he had kavana to do damage. It's just that damage.
Shichasa is hazard. So what's it? Is that about what you're attacking?
You're taking one side. I'm saying it means any hazard. Right. No matter what happens, you're liable.
Right.
And then you're liable. Not 100%
sure. Correct. That's the chayra how you would learn. And then if you have kavana to do
so
good.
I'm saying that's childless kavana. I'm not trying to say.
So my time, Midah Makra. So the Chacham are going to learn v'shichasa ad she'ischav, and v'shichasa over here you had kavana for good and not for shichasa, so that's where the Chacham would learn this drasha of v'shichasa. Whereas Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that as long as I didn't have kavana to do what I did, that would be enough. The idach Reb Shimon Gamliel v'shichas v'shichasa nafka. Where does he learn that if you had intention to do good that you're chayiv, that you're potter? Sorry, because it says v'shichasa. We're not going to learn this double drasha of the extra hay. So they are only learning it that if a person, had, if the doctor, if the other had intention to do good, and then something bad happened, then he would be potter. Amar Reb Sheshes. Harisha Haisa Einai Sumua. If his eye was weak, the chatata, and it fell out. Eved Yaitzi Behem Lecheres. My time, Mechoser Everhu. Because now he's a Mechoser Ever. And even though it was semi-usable before, right now he's missing a limb, so he goes out. The Tana Tuna.
It has to be the other. It was useless. It was already useless, and now it's just missing.
Oh, it's fully useless?
It's a rush. Yeah. Yeah, it was, okay. But it just happens to be a rush.
It was deer.
Okay.
It didn't look like he was missing something.
Right.
But it was useless. But it was, okay. Fine.
If the guy was a cripple,
that's a
rat
from
what? The what?
That's the next
one. Thomas Mizachas with Behema, by a carbon, there is such a concept of having a Tom and full full fledged a full Thomas Digga Behema, then Thomas Mizachas by Ephras. Fine. Yachel. Yachel Yavsha Gapa, if the wing dried up, Nukta Ragla, or the foot was off. Or if the eye was out, I would think that also would passel it. Tam lemer min ha'if v'leik kol eif. That would make it still be kosher. Tam lemer min ha'if v'leik kol eif. That has to be the full eif. Let's just finish the two dots right there on the top. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, ha'isala yiserta v'chatcha. If an eved had six fingers and you chopped one off, eved yaitze behen l'cheres. The eved goes free. Amar Avuna, that's also considered Rashi Evarim, that's considered a damage. Amar Avuna, Vuhush in the Sparis Agav Hayad. If it's in the same row, but it's an extra one. But otherwise, it's not considered a Rashi Evarim, it's just considered some weird growth.
Out of his palm.
If you have it like that way, yeah.